Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Member Week is back at Lowe's with big savings for pros. Now through October 15th, my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, building materials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings before they're gone. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
They're here. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Well, hello, friendos, and welcome in. It is the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast Mock Draft 12.0.
The final mock draft.
Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da. It is 2 in the morning, and we forgot to do the open, and it's late, and we're crazy. Da-da-da-da-da. Is that the good
da-da-da.
Song?
Da-da-da. Da-da-da.
Yes, you know, it is actually stuck in my head because you kept talking about how you like to be on the corners. I kept hearing the word corner in my head. So losing my religion. That's me in the corner. That's going to come up in the mock.
That's me in the spot. Light. Losing my positions because Cooper Kupp is hurt and I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, he's hurt too much. And I'll never draft enough. All right. Yes, it is very late. We are very wacky. We did this entire show and then it was like midnight for me. And I text Bogman and I said, we didn't do the open. And he's like, oh no. So we are on. We are tired.
Man broke through my wall.
We are crazy. And it is the final mock draft of the season. It's a 12 team. I think we did it on Sleeper. It's PPR. And that is what we have got for you in your draft preparation. Hey, you got your draft this weekend. How would you like to spend the fantasy football season with ITL? Is that a yes? I hope so. InThisLeague.com. Go and sign up today. Get access to our ranks this weekend. Or maybe you're a little bit more sane and you can make some better draft decisions if you're drafting on like Monday on Labor Day, like Bogman and I are, or on Tuesday on Labor Day, like Bogman and I are, or on Wednesday, like Bogman and I are. All the drafts, the rest of the drafts we're doing Monday, Wednesday, and or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Those are the days. Yeah, that got me. That got me good. Go to InThisLeague.com. Come and sign up today. Support your boys. Get in the group me rooms. Have access to us. Hang out. Have so much fun. We'd love to have you there. And yeah, we got, you know, ranks, weekly ranks and all that type of stuff as we are prepping for the in season. And it is the beginning of a brand new month. So come and hang out in September. Sign up today and we will love you very, very much. This episode also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Promo code ITL. Get you a 100% match up to $100. Go and do it today. We, depending when you're listening to this, happen to be doing a crazy 6-hour stream on our Twitch, 2 p.m. Eastern to 8 p.m. Eastern. And one of those things, the very last one, is going to be a big old best ball. We're hoping to be a little bit, you know, higher dollar best ball on Underdog. We may just dumb it down, depending who we have. And we want to do it live on our Twitch, but you could be drafting with us or you could be playing some of the, they actually are also have the week one pick'ems already available. You know, Christian McCaffrey going to get a rushing touchdown, over under, play all those. Check them out today. Underdog Fantasy, promo code ITL. And yeah, we're going to be doing a big old ass live stream. We got
so much fun,
some
so
breaks,
tired,
some bets, some drafting. We're going to be on there for six. We have not slept. So actually, that's another thing. We're not sleeping right now. And we are going to be on less than 12 hours from recording this. So we should be nice and loopy after six straight hours of
wake up at 11:58. So,
oh yeah. Cause it's like one, it's what is it? 12 o'clock?
Eastern noon, my time. Yeah. I'm going to wait.
Whatever the hell it's going to be. Yeah. A lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of things going on. A couple news and notes before we do get to this mock draft. Cooper Kupp going to ruin my season. Cooper Kupp. It has not started. And we always do. We always do this. And we thought it was Jonathan Taylor. We thought it was like, oh, okay, Jonathan Taylor, he's going to be in PUP. Oh, everyone's screwed, all my shares, blah, blah, blah. Thought that was it. But nope, there's always a curveball. The curveball, Cooper Kupp, who had a setback on his hamstring injury, and they said they're taking it day to day, which on the surface is a positive comment. But under the surface is terrifying, especially when...
Anytime they tell you about a setback before they have to tell you about a setback, it's not good.
I got him in flex. We took him in the pentathlon, which is a lot of money, and all these drafts. So let's have a prayer circle. Prayer circles, candles, vigils, whatever you got to do. Bubble boys, do whatever. Protect this man. Get him the vehicle with the big... The Pope Mobile with the bubble around it. Get him some national security. Do whatever we got to do. Protect Cooper Kupp because we need it. But if you got a draft this weekend, you got to move him down. You have to prep. I don't know if it's dramatic. Like I was higher
today.
So what did you do?
I moved him down to one spot below AJ Brown. So I moved him to 8 between AJ Brown and Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Where'd you have him before? So,
I had him at 4 ahead of Stephon Diggs below Tyreek Hill.
Oh, man. See, I mean, I had him at 3. I haven't even made the move yet.
Let me ask you some of these. Garrett Wilson. Garrett, or you want Cooper? I
knew you were going to do that.
That's the hardest one for you, so that's one I go for. Because I think the next one, you're just going to say, I'd rather roll with Kupp. So
here's what I'm going to say. I think in my personal ranks, I could get him all the way down to 10. Because I do have a Amon-Ra a little bit lower.
That's where I have Wilson. So I was going to say, I think Jalen Waddle might still be a question, but like T. Higgins, Chris Olave, Metcalf.
Above all
Devontae
of them.
Smith.
I literally got to be
above those guys.
Waddle was my line. I was like, I'll keep him above Waddle. But, you know, Brown, both the Browns, Garrett Wilson, I'm very high on. C.D. Lamb, like, just they're not currently having a thing. And Cooper Kupp has it. Cooper Kupp has the potential to catch the most balls and score the most points per week than every single wide receiver on the list.
Sure.
Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase included. But the one thing he has that they don't is an injury problem right now that hopefully will be fine and maybe you can take advantage of. But you know what?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
It's full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
All right, the draft is here. I am up, and we have absolutely no time on the clock. Are these 15-second clocks, Boggs?
What the hell? No.
They sure are.
No, there sure aren't. I see 30 on my clock. It did it to you again.
The thing to me again. It's like literally, I got to turn this off. It's clicking and saying 15 seconds. I see. So, but I took Christian McCaffrey, Justin Jefferson to Bogman with Ja'Marr Chase, a little wide receiver build.
Yeah. I'm not the biggest fan of Ja'Marr, but I mean, he's so good. And Burrow's back. Like there's no worry about that. He came back to practice today as we're recording this. So let's roll. I did hear it start clicking at 15 seconds, but I'm telling you, my clock says 30.
Why don't you give it a little test?
You can hem and haw all you want, but my clock says 30. Okay, so
I'll give it a little test in your next pick.
Sure.
Get your guy up and see what happens. Okay. Tyreek Hill, Austin Eckler went 5. Tyreek Hill 6. Travis Kelce 7.
God,
so nothing insane. Cooper Kupp 8. This is a very standard start to a PPR, half PPR mock draft for everybody. And there's the first one. our boy Worf, our boy Famous, taking Garrett Wilson at 9 overall, which I love, ahead of Stephon Diggs, who just went 10.
Today, I am a warrior. I must show you my heart. I travel the river of blood.
Don't want to sound like a dick or nothing, but it says on your chart that you f***ed up.
Yeah, that is, look, Garrett Wilson is rising in popularity, right? I didn't think it would be that high, but Jets fan, last mock of the year, take the guy you want, you know.
I see it. Nick Chubb went 11, and Chad is on the wheel, and he took Barkley. I mean, the wheel's a pretty great spot. If you want to do a running back build, it's a pretty great spot. You can go Barkley Pollard like he did.
Exactly like we did in the best ball. We got Pollard first and then Barkley.
Pentathlon, that's right. Or yeah, that's right. And then, but like Dan just took Lamb to go with Chubb. He also could have took Josh Jacobs or Derrick Henry. So it's the wheel is actually a pretty sweet spot in a 12 team. I would want one of the corners if I'm getting to pick in a 12 team. If you guys do any type of KDS, give me a top really two or throw me at like the bottom two.
That's me in the corner.
Went AJ Brown and Amon-Ra St. Brown. So Famous doing his very usual wide receiver build. So far, two wide receiver builds through the second round.
Who's his number one wideout or running back going to be? Is it going to be Jerick McKinnon again or whatever it was last time?
I bet he'll try to do a little bit better. But I mean, five teams have two players and three of those five are double wideout builds because Porter just went Devontae Adams with Cup. So and then there goes Olave. So, dude, the wide receiver pool is depleting right now. There goes Josh Jacobs to Braun. So you're up in one pick. What are you going to do? There went Najee.
I really want Derrick Henry. So
he's 100% going here.
Yeah, I mean, he should. But Ben likes to mix it up a little bit. So Jalen Waddle. All right. I got Derrick Henry. He's in my queue. I'm gonna let this clock click down.
See it. Yeah. Because I see 7 seconds.
Okay, I mean, I got 20, 19.
This will be the proof 18, of who's right and who's wrong.
17, 16, 15.
Time's up. 14. It says
wrong.
That is absolutely wrong. Proved over and over again.
13. Nope. 12. 11.
That's 10, so weird.
9. Testing.
All right, so you got Derrick Henry.
Because it said 15. Yeah, because everyone's freaking out now.
Yeah. Oh, Barrow took Aaron Jones, knowing that I would want him in front.
Of course. So
with Christian McCaffrey, you know what I think I'm going to do here? The wide receivers are going nuts, which might push a big running back run here. I'm going to take the two best wideouts on the board, and they're number twos. I'm going to go Higgins and Devontae Smith to go with McCaffrey, just in case the wideouts get super ugly, because the running backs, I still feel pretty solid about. So I'm McCaffrey, Higgins, Smith.
That's the tough part about being on the end, right? It is like, you know, especially when you see a big wide receiver run go where, what was it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of the picks in the second round were all wideouts.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know how that's going to go. All right.
I personally kind of wish I could have went, in a deeper world, I would have went Ramondre and Etienne there and go three wide receivers or three running backs. But the wide receivers are, I think, going to be nasty when it gets back to me in the fourth round. Maybe I'm going to be wrong. Maybe Watson, maybe London, maybe Godwin, maybe all those guys will still be available and I'll kick myself a tiny bit. But with the way this is going so far, I'm a little bit worried about the wideouts in general. Patrick Mahomes went second and the third, and then you took Metcalf.
I'm joining you in this wide receiver panic because, you know, they're coming off the board so fast. Plus, we've done so many drafts at this point. I do feel like there's some running backs that fall that I like in the fourth round. So this isn't, it makes me queasy going two out of my first three picks as wide receivers. But I do, it's the last mock, you know, I want to see what this looks like. Because my normal pick there would either be Ramondre, who just went, or Mark Andrews, who went to pick before him. So that's kind of my normal play. And if this was a real draft, that's absolutely what I would have done. But I do want to see what it looks like.
You see me when I come over today and try it out, man.
Coming back, can I get Kenneth Walker or Pierce or Gibbs or somebody like that to come back to me? Probably not. But
I just want to see how it plays out and see how I feel about this team. Because so guys like Madison and Pacheco are down there too. I like those guys.
So after you, it went Ridley, Andrews, Stevenson, Etienne was the middle of the third round. Debo, Jalen Hurts, and then Keenan Allen. So we've got two more picks in the third round. Two quarterbacks have gone here. So, you know, we're going to get Josh Allen within probably the next three pick, the next pick. He was the very next pick. So three, they all send a, so there's a tip for everybody. Mahomes, Hurts, and Allen tend to fall in the same round, or they go within about 10 picks at all three of each other. So that's what happens. The pool just starts pushing. There goes Amari Cooper to Chad and then Jahmyr Gibbs. So Chad has started three running backs with Cooper, and you know, we'll see what the wide, I still think the wideouts could go kind of nuts here coming back. So I'm paying close attention to what's going to happen here as Dan is up. Dan has an even running back wideout quarterback build, and then he just added Joe Mixon with his this is actually a really good, Dan's got a really good build right now. And then Matt is up. Matt is one of only two people that have gone three straight wideouts. He had Diggs, Brown, and Keenan Allen. So
him,
he's got
and
a chance.
Porter. So here go my running backs, and my waiting is probably
there goes Walker
in the ass here.
Yep, there went Walker. Famous is now up. So who are you trying to get coming back? Who are you really wanting?
Well, I mean, Pacheco is my guy. Ooh, JT went in the fourth, too.
Really famous.
I mean, I guess if you're going to wait, it's a swing pick, right? But, I mean, you kind of went crazy with your first pick with Garrett. In the first, not crazy, but I don't know. It's just weird. You probably could have had him coming back, so...
Let's get weird! Let's get weird! Let's get weird! Weird! Get weird!
Yep, I'm good. Jonathan Taylor, I'm not taking him in the fourth. I'm not touching him. There went Damian Pierce. There's DJ Moore, followed by Breece Hall. So you're two more. You got to dodge two more picks. And who the hell was it? I already forgot.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably Connor here. You know, he's a boring
it's Pacheco,
pick.
It's Connor.
I have Connor and Pacheco kind of in the same range. So if Connor goes, I'll be okay with Pacheco or Madison. But I want Connor.
I won't, Connor. There goes Drake London. I was about to say, man, all these wideouts that I like are going to like be there when I come up, and that's going to annoy me. But there went Drake London. First wideout to Guthrie. And in the four rounds, we so far have two teams that have gone three RB builds and two teams that have gone three wide receiver builds. There goes Dobbins and Bogman, you're up.
Yeah, why won't it let me pick here?
Ooh, you got 23 seconds. Look at you. You got all the time in the world.
Well, it's not letting me do anything.
Because your auto thing?
There we go. No.
Get your key.
There we go. I got it.
There goes Connor.
It just wouldn't let me draft from my queue, which is weird because I had Connor queued up. So I'm refreshing this room.
Perfect world. I'm getting probably Sanders and Watson here, but Barrow is going to f*** this up.
It's what he does.
He's like, how can I do
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
So how can Barrow be an ass today with his pick? It says time's up to me, but apparently he's got all the time. Dix Madison. Nobody I wanted. Good job. You know what? Great guy. I've always said how great of a guy he is. And
love Barrow.
Big
Barrow's
fan.
Barrow's good people.
Yeah, he's a big fan of his, everything.
Love him.
So, RB-wise, I'm going to go, I guess, I still like Sanders a lot. I'm going to go Sanders and... Hopkins is on the board, but I love Watson as a number three. God dang, this Ooh. Is sexy. I took Watson as my... So I got three wideouts, two running backs.
Don't do a Barrow.
There goes Akers.
Yeah.
Oh, Pacheco.
Pacheco. Look at that.
This is
Chase,
this is the all
Henry,
Bogman team.
Metcalf, Connor, Pacheco. Oh, spooky ghost everywhere.
There was a ghost. This ectoplasm. Did you see the ghost? It ran through here. It slimed me.
And
if
you know,
Lamar
enough,
comes back to
round,
me, I will paint
only
this
two
room.
Tight ends have gone. Only two. So there goes Hopkins. So you're going to see that start to change here. There goes McLaurin. So the wide receiver fear has definitely gotten pretty deep here because now we've gone three straight. Hopkins, McLaurin, Godwin. because the pool of wide receivers is about, it's, well, it's relatively depleted. Ayuk, Lockett, and then there's like another tier of a couple guys. There goes Javonte Williams.
Yeah, there's some good RBs here. So, Lamar. Yeah, I mean,
you think you're getting Lamar coming back?
No, I didn't, but I was, you know.
Sounds like
I was hoping. I was hoping maybe people get panicky about wideouts and ignore him, but yeah, good pick by Porter. Swift.
Yeah, I mean, the court, like, it does, and there goes Rashad. I almost took Rashad White over Miles Sanders, and I might regret that, but
I don't think you will.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
I don't think you will. Not in week five when Sean Tucker is the starting running back for the Bucks. So.
Come on. Get out of here with that nonsense.
Well, how many Rashad White shares do you have?
I'm gonna
Which,
have
by
enough.
The way, we'll do that next week is the shares episode. So
yeah, I'm going to have enough. We will be checking Fantasy Pros after this. All right. So we had Brandon Ayuk, and then Chad went Deontay Johnson and Christian Kirk for his wheel. So three RB, three wide receivers has been his build. And there goes, oh, damn, James Cook. That one stings. So what is your goal coming back?
I think if Kittle is still there, I have to take him.
There goes Waller. Man, Waller just went ahead of Kittle.
Yeah, I mean, that's not.
I think I kind of want it. That's not surprising.
No, I said it's not for me. I'm not taking Waller. I will have no shares of Waller, even though I like Waller. He's a talented player, but the dude can't stay on the field. Like, he just hasn't. So, you know, when he does, he's amazing, but he just doesn't stay on the field.
There goes Michael Williams, Alvin Kamara, Justin Fields. Damn, there goes Joe Burrow.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, that solidifies that I want Kittle. So.
There goes Dalvin.
Because I would have taken Fields and Burrow in that range, but nah.
Yep, I would have taken Kittle. Yeah, this kind of takes me out of the quarterback thing. Oh, there goes Herbert. Jesus.
You took Kittle. Oh my God, I love this draft. Are you kidding me?
Hockenson is still on the board. Is everyone freaked out about Hockenson?
I think so.
I'm going to not freak out about Hockenson here. Not that I think he's going to fall to me. I think Barrow's going to... How can Barrow be an asshole today? I mean, I wouldn't blame him. He took Mike. He's not being... Wow, he's being such a nice guy.
I know. I love Barrow.
So the question is, do I want to do it or do I want to deplete that RB market a little bit more too? Man. Decisions. There are wide receivers to be. All right, we're going to go Hockenson as one. And then do I want to take another wide out or another running back here? I kind of want to take a running back. And I'm going to go with...
I choose business ethics.
Business ethics.
I'm going to go with Khalil Herbert.
Boom.
Almost took Antonio Gibson.
Cortland Sutton.
There's actually good wideouts. Lockett's out there. You're going to take Sutton over Pittman?
I am.
Yeah.
This is my third wideout, and this is all hype and, you know, all that stuff. Unless Barrow's going to take him here, which I'll take Pittman. I won't be that upset.
Yeah, this is actually a pretty good spot for you. Oh, Jahan Dotson.
Good pick.
There's actually some great wideouts. I mean, they might all get depleted here. We had this big,
there's
crazy
good
run.
RBs too.
Yeah, there's
this
some good.
This feels so much better after 16-man drafts that we've been doing. You know what I mean?
Bogman and I have been doing a lot of 16, like, deeper drafts, and we did the auction, and it kind of has screwed our values and our brains a little bit, but there's definitely some, like, some decent values that are out right now.
Who's taking that time?
David Montgomery.
Where did that thing go? Oh, there it is. Dak Prescott. I don't know. I don't think I'd reach for a QB here. Especially, you take a Dak over Trevor Lawrence?
No thanks, Guthrie.
There goes Pittman.
Good pick, Clint. Pittman, yeah. AJ Dillon. So we're in the seventh round. Oh, let's see. You know what we didn't check in on was Famous. Famous has taken Taylor and Swift. Taylor Swift. I didn't realize that.
Oh, God.
I wonder if he did that on purpose.
Those stupid memes did you see?
I bet he did that on purpose.
I don't think he did.
Mm.
Well,
you're underestimating him.
Look, I won't count it out because it's Famous, yeah. But I'm going to say that's a bit much. So.
I think you're underestimating him.
I could be.
We had Pitts, Lawrence, Goddard, and now Chad is on the wheel. Probably gonna. Actually, honestly, I don't know where the hell he's gonna go.
He's a bit of a wild card here.
Yeah,
there's a lot of good options.
We know where he's gonna rank. We know where he's gonna rank on the Fantasy Pros projection.
I mean, this is a pretty good squad he's putting together here. He's got Barkley, Pollard, Gibbs, Gibson, yeah, with Cooper, Deontay, Kirk, and he took Jerry Jeudy. Like, that's a nice risk in the eighth round. You know, I don't want Jeudy because of the hamstring stuff, but in the eighth, pretty good risk.
Yeah, I like that. I probably would have considered him coming back. So Gibson, Jeudy, there goes Pickens. So yeah, see, this is the problem. That top off of value that's kind of floating around, that's about to disappear probably in this round. I think people are going to take more shots. They're going to say Flowers.
Yeah.
Eighth round really seems like an open it up type of round. Everyone's going to start opening their draft up.
It's starting to look gross.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad I got the three running backs, though. And I feel like I've got a great wide receiver core. This is pretty strong. There goes Addison. Oh, Jesus. We've gone four straight wideouts.
Oh, yikes. I mean, my queue, I had Pickens, Flower. I had the last four picks in my queue with only eight players in there. So we'll see. You're going to be upset at my next pick, but I mean, if Sky Moore comes back to me, I think I got
it. Oh, you.
Sorry, buddy.
I mean, you like literally, you'll go Sky Moore, Hopi, blah, blah, and then now you're going to take
him. You're right. I'll take Marquise Brown. I'll take Marquise Brown over him. Still number one.
Yeah. Those are both my guys. They're both the guys. I was like, all right, well, either one of those guys.
Marquise Brown.
In the eighth round, go ahead. I mean, if Charbonnet, I can get one of Sky Moore, him, I'll be happy. There went Robinson.
Charbonnet was my only running back on this list.
Jamal Williams, and then Charbonnet just went. So I'm actually surprised Marquise Brown is also still available. That's why it's like there's a couple wideouts. JSN, Michael Thomas is kind of poking back up. So I'm surprised those guys are still around. But it looks like that, like, hey, there's some value at running back. Mm. There's not anymore.
Mm.
Not really.
Mm. Say,
there goes Juju. Ah, Juju just went. All right, you're one pick away. What are you doing, Marquise?
Marquise.
Oh, dude, Ben is going to take Marquise, and then you're going to take Sky. And the sky JSN is crying.
Marquise for me.
All right. So, I'm looking at some players. I'm a little bit worried about that running back depth, if I'm being honest. But there's not great play. Like, I think there are way better wide receivers. Penny. Yeah, see, after that, I think
that's why I took Marquise, you know, because there's, I feel like, I mean, I got three good ones. So my next guy is my first bench guy, but
all right,
I don't know.
So I am taking Sky Moore. And Gabe Davis, taking both. So I got five really strong wideouts.
Oh, I want A-chain.
Three running backs. I had A-chain at the top of my running back list.
So I got real quiet when you started talking about them RBs.
Yeah, I just didn't know if he would fall, but that's unfortunate.
Look, I think if I didn't have a third running back, my pick here would have been Tank, right? Because Tank Bigsby's still on the board too. Because he'll have a first week role and all that stuff. A-chain has the shoulders, so he's a little questionable for early in the season, but he's my fourth running back, and I got three really good ones in Henry, Connor, and Pacheco. So,
yeah,
you know.
There went Freiermuth.
Pat. I don't have to be tight end whisperer here because I have Kittle.
It's gonna. I really hope you are good with that this year. Otherwise, that saying is gonna go far out the window. You're like, hey, look at me. I'm the I'm the tight end whisperer.
I'm the tight end whisperer.
I hope you don't go the way of the manta ray with your tight ends this year.
Oh, Jesus!
Is that too soon?
It's a bull ray, by the way, not a manta ray. Oh, but yeah,
not a devil. What happened to devil rays? How many type of rays are
just
there?
The rays now? Do you remember when? You know that the Rays would, anytime someone said Devil Rays, they would send them a letter, a media person, they would send them a letter for a $1 fine to some charity when they called them Devil Rays.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. after Bigsby, who went after Freiermuth, we had Elijah Moore, which is a really good pick, Quentin Johnson, Brandon Cooks seemed to fall, Samaje Perine, Jerick McKinnon. So we are two picks
McKinnon
away from leaving the ninth. So that's where we're at right now. Jerick McKinnon. Dan Snyder is up.
Aren't there builds some like, pretty even. Super secret guys down here on this list? Or no?
See, the one thing I'll give to Sleeper is like I don't feel like the super sneaky guys fall a bunch in That's Sleeper. True. It's a little bit more high-end trendy stuff. Yahoo and ESPN.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your
Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
I do feel like there's some things that get away from, but not here. So that's good or bad. We had Treylon Burks, Evan Engram in the ninth. Coming back in the 10th went Cousins and Elliott. So what are you trying to do coming back because you picked before me?
There goes James Williams. Yeah, I don't. This is so boring here. So I'm like trying to find. Jalen Warren was on my queue. It's not like good running backs.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
I feel like you always have a sneaky whiteout that you like.
I have four though.
Ooh, there went Kincaid, but you already have one here.
Yeah, I got Kittle.
I guess I keep looking at I keep looking at like Thielen and I think it's Hyatt and I'm like, when are you gonna?
Thielen's in my queue right now and Kyle's not in.
Yeah, he's in my queue too. So.
Kyle, damn it, Algier. That's kind of who I wanted was Algier. All right,
got a retool.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say, you know, I'll pivot to Hyatt and there he goes.
There went Hyatt and then Tony, so you're one pick away. Whoops. Whoopsies.
Scorpion wins fatality.
You know, I'd rather get sniped here than earlier. So, you know,
sure.
As far as anger level goes, we'll ratchet back a little bit.
Oh, Mr. Calm guy. Look at him. Yeah. Oh, there goes Raheem Mostert.
Damn it.
That one. You're like, I'm super calm guy. What the f?
What? What is this world?
What have they done to us?
What did they do to us?
What are they doing to us?
What are they doing to us?
What
are
they do to us?
My favorite one is like, I just don't want to be around anymore. After something happens, I don't want to be around anymore.
Let's do this.
F*** you, dude.
Sorry.
Go eat
Richardson.
Die.
Good Lord.
You.
I'm here. I got a murder ball you. Oh. It's the way of the world.
That is exactly who I was taking.
Well, wish in one hand, in the other one. See which one fills up first.
Okay.
Well, I knew I didn't have to worry about Barrow because he took Mahomes.
You're garbage.
Yeah, Anthony Richardson for me. Oops.
Maybe you have diarrhea all day.
I mean, all day, every day, baby. You don't have to worry about that.
Oh, man.
What did the five fingers say to the face?
What?
Slap!
Oh, man, that makes me feel
filled
good.
With days of diarrhea ahead of you. All the diarrhea.
Right.
All right, so we're going to do this then. We're going to go Damian Harris and Evan Hull. So
Damian Harris is in my queue. That's a good pick.
Yep. Evan Hull's a better pick, so.
Thielen.
Good job, Barrow.
God damn it. All right. Well, let's do. I just lost. Oh, here he is. Jaden Reed.
That's a good one.
Take a risk.
I took Anthony Richardson in both of our guillotine leagues.
Did you really? You better be good. You better be good week two.
You better be good early.
No cuts. Week one, there's no cuts, but week two, you better be good.
Yeah, you better figure it out pretty early. But I was going for the upside play because in a guillotine, I can get in the back into the quarterback market pretty early. So
I mean, it's still 16 man. So
yeah, it's true. It's very true. Tyler Boyd, Darnell Mooney, Kenny Gainwell just went. So
Gainwell's
I am stacked.
Short list.
Two wide receiver, two running back bench. We have a defense in this and a couple more bench. So this will be interesting. I'm very interested to see what Fantasy Pros has to say about these builds.
Were you able to get the wizard to work for you here?
Sure wasn't. Were you?
I'm trying it. Let's see.
Oh, you know what? It's because it's already there. It actually, you know what? To its credit, it had already done everything. Like, I kept trying to add the team. It was so smart. As soon as we made the sleeper, it just added it to it.
Said before, and you did a stiff arm.
Listen, my internet's not working today. I got fiber internet, and it's out. And I'm literally paper clips and toothpicks are putting this show together today on the final one. So we had Romeo Doubs, Odell Beckham, Tajay Spears, and Jeff Wilson. This is a very sneaky ass round.
It's a weird round for sure.
It's very sneaky. Underestimate the sneakiness.
You underestimate the sneakiness, sir.
Sneaky.
I fear you're underestimating the sneakiness, sir.
Nico Collins. Sneeko Collins. Just goes there.
God. That is name. The daddest joke to ever
That's
dad.
That's a great name. What are you talking about?
Sneeko Collins.
Sneeko Collins is like an awesome name.
That is the cringiest dad joke to ever joke. That is stupid. Terrible.
That's a great, like, that's a great nickname. Did you hear any other person? I know everyone does it now, but the minute DJ Chark's name came up, I was doing the baby shark thing. And maybe it was the world of hacks that all did it at the same time. But I did it first. I did it first. And then I'm doing Sneeko Collins. Great. Have you heard anybody use that?
You're an innovator. I have
trademark.
You know what?
Thank you. That's all I'm looking for.
You know what?
Innovation.
Why don't you trademark it?
Thank you. Yeah. I might. Taco Tuesday.
Sound like stepbrothers. Innovation. Innovation. Research and development. We put liquid paper on a bee. It died.
It died.
Yeah.
Nico Collins, John Mechie ended the 11th round. 12th round started with Rashee Rice, which is really nice. Kareem Hunt and Sam Laporta. And that was second tight end for Matt Thomas. Okie doke.
I'm still rattled by Sneeko Collins over here.
I know you wish you thought of it first.
Yeah, I really. Oh, bitch.
Andre Miller. Yeah, he was on the list.
That's a Saints fan, so to be expected.
It's a good win, especially when you got there's Mingo. Yep. Now my cue's getting
all
messed
right.
with a little bit.
Let's settle it down.
Take it easy.
Just a little bit. You're on 3rd Street.
Take it easy. There goes Marvin Mims. That's a good sleeper-ish bet.
I hope Mims breaks out, but I mean, it's going to L.J. Humphrey. Sean Payton loves him. They're going to split between those guys.
Sure,
I think he's going to be annoying.
You're taking
him. I'm going to take your boy Eli Mitchell because there's no running backs left.
Singletary was there. You've really cooled off about Singletary. And Eli Mitchell went right in front of you. Yeah, suck it, bitch.
Gotcha, bitch. All right. Well, we'll try this.
Deion Jackson. That's a good one, actually.
I mean, we'll see. Maybe.
No, I think that's solid. It probably would have been smart for me to even consider him.
Would have been smart for Famous to consider him, but
yeah, also true. So I could double tap quarterback here. There goes Ty Chandler.
Another good one. Another one off my list.
I might even double tap it. There's a couple good ones there, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take Jacoby Myers as one. And then I'm going to take one of my QBs, which, you know me. I love Tua. I love Tua over Deshaun Watson. So
I hate Deshaun Watson. So I'm going to go with Danny Dimes here. To mix him with Richardson, probably start Danny Dollars, unless Barrow does that as a backup here.
Yeah, you're probably, you know what, it's unfortunate. I kind of wish I would have did my double tap because you're probably going to start this like backup quarterback run that's going to happen at the end here. And a couple guys. Oh, there goes Paris Campbell right after.
Ben took Paris because Paris was the top guy in my queue, but I was like, I could probably wait another round and take Danny Dimes here. And there goes Paris. So
that's hot.
Say goodbye to Paris.
Yep, that's hot. So, otherwise, if one of my quarterbacks go, I do love me some Kenny Pickett.
I put defenses
year,
in here,
two.
So we have to take a defense, too.
Yeah.
Last two picks. I mean, you don't have to, but
thanks.
If you don't, that's going to be real tough in your rankings. I just wanted it to be more real for the final draft, that's all.
You think enough people have really kicked kickers to the curb?
I do. I really do. I think kickers are going by the wayside in a lot of leagues. Not every league, but... And it's definitely still over 50% kickers, but I think we've eliminated kickers in like 20 to 30% of leagues.
Dude,
if you're
going to
keep
just...
kickers, I think just everybody should be able to pick whatever kicker they want every week. You know, maybe everyone's taking Justin Tucker, but you know, if Justin Tucker's playing outside in a weather game, then take someone playing in a dome. You know what I mean?
Yeah. After Paris Campbell went Deontay Foreman, Higbee, what I was trying to say, went up before Njoku, because then it went Chark and then Njoku. So Njoku falling for whatever reason here. Sam Laporta went above him as well. There goes Alan Lazard, too famous, followed by Donovan Peoples-Jones, and two more picks in the 13th round.
I think with Njoku, I think people are starting to kind of take notice of this is still going to be a run-first offense, right? And Eli Moore is going to eat up a lot of targets in that offense. It seems like him and Watson really already have some type of connection. So there goes the Niners, D.
Yeah, when Dulcich, Niners, and or I'm sorry, Aaron Rodgers, and then 49ers. So Chad has a Cousins Rodgers quarterback build, which is really solid.
Pretty good.
There goes Watson to Dan, who has paired him with Josh Allen, which is pretty sick. So yeah, I'm probably going to be staring at Kenny Pickett, because at this point I'd go Geno and then I would go Pickett, but I might even go Pickett ahead of him. So I want one of those two guys. There goes Deuce Vaughn, Jets defense. So I do have to consider my defense.
You love Geno.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'll take Geno or
I do like that you're considering Pickett over him. I like that.
I just the way he's going to be able to throw this year is going to be bonkers.
I hope so. I hope you're right.
Philly's defense
was in my queue. Did Bron take Jacobs? Who took Jacobs? Yeah, he did.
He got Zamir White at 14-7. There goes a Cowboys defense. Your Ben is up. He took Sean Tucker.
Ooh, Tucker was one of like two guys in my queue. That's a good pick. I'll take the Steelers.
All right. And my final two picks will be one of the quarterbacks. And there goes KJ Osborne. And then a defense. So
Osborne's a sneaky pick too.
I guess I'll go Geno. And then as a defense, I will go with whoever's a high. I'll go with the Bills.
Bills is good.
So there we go. So that's my team. Two quarterbacks. I very much like this build. I like a lot about it. What you took Jerome Ford after Cole Kmet. What do you think you're going to be ranked?
First.
You think so?
I like this team a lot. I'll probably be like third, but I, okay. I really do like this team a lot.
I think this is going to be a top four team. I think I'm going to be four.
I know Sutton isn't high in the ranks, and you know, so I'll probably be a little bit down, but. I also took Deion Jackson as my fourth, so we'll see. You know.
So you're saying three?
I think three. I think top five for sure.
Yeah, I think I'm also going to be top five. I think this is a top five build.
The last guy in my queue was Kyren Williams, and I bet you Porter takes him here because Porter is a Notre Dame fan, and he keeps tabs on Kyren. So
Porter Jerome
sent
Ford
me a list of like who should I dump out of this, and last year I had a lot of dump Kyren, and he was not happy with it.
So Jerome Ford, Patriots, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Washington defense, Chase Brown, Porter's now up. And let's see. Purdy. And he does not. He takes Purdy. Purdy's his second quarterback to Lamar Jackson. And then we got four more picks here. And then we take a look at what Fantasy Pros has to say. Chuba Hubbard. Baltimore Ravens defense. Miami defense. And the final one, Chad is looking for a U of A player. Why he finishes last every
Taylor.
Single time.
But he's going to take all of his time to make you mad.
Yep, that's what he's doing every single second. He's literally, yeah, he's still going. I think he's scrolling for a U of A player.
I think he's just
or he's just going to auto pick. Well, thanks for auto picking the last pick, you asshole.
That's what he wanted. You gave it to him. And it's JJ Taylor.
Of course it is. Yeah, I mean, he's like, I don't understand why the system's always.
I don't think he's ever said that.
He literally did the last one. He's like, I don't get why I'm always last. This is the reason that you're last, because you take the dumbest player at the end of a draft. Damn it.
It's better than Bobby Dalbec.
All right, so live draft assistant. I am clicking it on the Fantasy Pros because we have access. I don't think I got quite as high as I thought I was going to be.
I didn't.
But you didn't?
I did not.
No. Oh, okay, so let's take a look here. Oh, actually. All right. Coming in as the bottom B, Matt Thomas with the lowest draft that you could possibly have, at least in this one. He was the 8th in quarterback, 10th in running back, good wideout, solid tight end, bad flex, and starters were 9th. It said, let's see what his team was since he's the very last one. We will give him a little bit of run here. He took Trevor Lawrence at quarterback, no backup, which might have hurt him.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Punch me right now, but you won't. Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
Survivor? Competition. We're going to have an ITL Survivor pool. It's already made. And we're going to have a betting competition, which it's a private group using Betting Pros platform. And I actually got Betting Pros to agree that the person with the most accurate record is going to get a free year membership, premium membership at Fantasy Pros, Betting Pros. Yeah, so that's going to be very cool. And I might have something else up my sleeve, not just even a prize, but something you guys might dig. And I'll be laying that on the Patreon. So if that's something of interest, you know, maybe we can help get the person who is the highest as far as betting goes and stuff. We might be able to get them seen a little bit in the industry. If you're trying to break in, you just want to have fun, whatever. We're going to be doing that. ITL is about so much fun. Them are the things. Those are the things we're doing. So over the next couple of days, we'll be presenting all that. But next week, you're going to get us Wednesday and you'll get us Friday. With maybe we, Bogman and I have even talked, maybe we'll have like a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But I think it's going to be Wednesday normal show, all the plays, Friday betting. So hopefully you guys want to hang out with us. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. And that is it, man. Good luck in your drafts this weekend. I mean, this is what you, soldiers, this is what you have prepped for. You have prepped for this right. moment. You are prepared. We have given you all the tools that you could possibly need to dominate in your drafts. And guess what? There is no try. There is only do. And that is what right. you will do this weekend. No try. I can't do it. Can you do it?
No, I can't do
Yoda. What does he say?
Not,
he
goes, not 2 a.m.
What does he say? He goes, no
do,
try.
Do not.
There is do no or try. Do not. Do not try. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Okay. Love ITL. ITL it is.
Oh, man.
Is it not good?
I mean, look, I don't think you're going to, you know, be a voice actor with that for Yoda, at least. You good for me.
We're here for Altel in the house.
If whoever does the Meatwad voice croaks, you're next man up.
I feel sure. like that could be the thing. Like I need to have some animation. I could go on and then someone will get excited. Like, hey, boy, get to my job. Gotta get to my fantasy draft. We gotta do that. All right. We're out. I'm losing my mind. We would walk 1,000 miles or 500 miles for you. Hopefully you would do it for us in thisleague.com. I legit need to go to bed because I'm going to say something stupid. Jesus. So is Bogman. Have a great weekend. Do awesome stuff. Dominate them and come back and tell us about all the amazing things you do next week. We will do it every single week in the NFL season. For Bogman, I am Welsh. Bye-bye.
See ya.